I wasn't directly involved before I went to the US, but I was involved in a lot of fundraising for the anti-war movement. When I got there, that was one of the main things that we were always doing, sending out huge mailings, because of course it's before the internet. Everything had to be printed and folded and put in envelopes, and the envelopes licked or put with a sponge and stuck down. We used to have like an assembly line of about 20 people stuffing the envelopes and sending them out. We did mail out after mail out after mail out, appealing for funds. Also, of course, collection boxes along the way for demonstrations. And I would say it's mainly little donations. Certainly the majority of donations were small, but there were some significant people with some wealth who did think it was important to put it in a good place. But I personally don't remember really there was much focus on the giving prominence to large donors. If they were giving, it was more anonymous or low-key. In those days, we didn't have so many of these sort of Bill Gates type people who were so prominent.